As always, we're playing you the best variety in music right here on Smile 90.4 FM. However, today is Tuesday, which means I get to chat to Tienus Jansen van Rensburg from Bandwidth Blog, because it's Tech Talk with Tienus. And we're going to chat today about a new product developed by Apple.
It's always interesting when Apple enters a new segment of the industry. Just like a couple of years ago when they launched the Apple Vision Pro, people weren't really sure what the game plan is. And obviously it's massively expensive and it's not selling at all, but they kind of see it as a test bed so that developers can start making apps for the Apple Vision Pro until they launch a new one, which will probably be a lot cheaper. But that's not what we're talking about today. We don't have a name for it yet, but Apple is making some kind of rotating tabletop device. The reports kind of point towards this device being launched sometime in 2026. It is essentially a tabletop device with a screen that can rotate, tilt up and down, and it's using actuators automatically and can rotate 360 degrees. And it is meant to be the smart heart of a home.
Apple does a lot of home integration. In fact, I have a friend who, that's his job. He integrates all your Apple products into your home, becomes a smart home. How does this sort of change that idea?
So you can currently do it with just an app on your phone or your tablet, but it's not the best experience. So that's what this is going to address. You know, it's something like the Google Nest Hub or the Amazon Echo Show, kind of that centerpiece of the home. And it'll make connecting all smart devices into one place a lot simpler. So yes, your Apple devices, your Apple TV, your whatever the case might be, but also other smart devices. So think smart alarms, smart light bulbs, even fridges and other appliances can all be kind of managed through this one central Apple hub is the idea.
I think all we want is what we were promised on the Jetsons.
Well, we've got most of it already.
That's true.
We just don't have the flying cars.
Come on!
So it's going to be interesting to see what this actually looks like once we start seeing the devices kind of leak. That always happens, you know, whether it's in sketches or renders or in patents. We should see it, you know, way before 2026. But apparently it's going to be running some version of iPad OS, so you can expect it to the screen to be more or less the size of an iPad, which you would expect for this kind of device. You'll control it with it's Siri, and it'll have Apple Intelligence that was just launched on the latest iPhones. So yeah, lots to be excited about. And it's going to be interesting to see Apple entering a new segment of the market, because they very rarely do that.
But it kind of falls into their ethos. It's more focused on sort of user interface and the actual experience of an Apple.
Yes, and it's all building around this Apple ecosystem, right? Because once you're in that Apple ecosystem, it's hard to get out. So this Apple home device, whatever it's going to be, is part of that. So tying all of your Apple bits and pieces together into this one central hub and also making your home smarter in the process. That's kind of what they're thinking. Tie you in closer. Be part of the Apple family for the rest of your life, essentially.
Yeah, some people might say, oh, well, it's all about compatibility. Some people call it emotional manipulation.
Hopefully it won't cost you an arm and a leg.
To be fair, with the track record of Apple products, I mean, I priced a laptop charger the other day and it was R1,400.
For the charger?
Just the charger.
Thanks, Apple.
Thanks, Apple. Always exciting to see them make a foray into a new segment of the market. We're going to return next week to chat to Tienus, as we always do. It's always interesting, always informative. And if you want to find out more, you can go to Bandwidth Blog. Other than that, we'll be back to the music right here on Smile 90.4 FM right after these.